Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Declan Boyle. Declan, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Finn Harpshire back out tomorrow night against St Pat's in the Cup in Finn Park. It's been three losses on the bounce for the Balbuffet side. It's been a tough week for them.
It has, absolutely. It's been a difficult week. Obviously, with so many games coming in a short space of time as well, and the results haven't gone favourably towards the club. So yeah, this is a big match for everybody, players and all involved. But it's a cup match, and it's obviously an opportunity to forget about the league for a match, and you can go and obviously bring in fresh legs and give new players or players that haven't got a chance tonight potentially, and it's an opportunity to obviously correct and get a positive result.
Declan, Ollie has stated that suppose the performances have been reasonable, but it's those mistakes, those costly mistakes once again for Finn Harps.
Yeah, it's costly mistakes, and also I would say Ollie has already mentioned it previously, it's starting off poorly as well and giving away goals early in the games, and that's been probably the disappointing factor. And I know Ollie and Higgsy and the lads would have addressed that. Sometimes you get into a wee rut of conceding goals, and it's important as well that they cut out the personal mistakes by obviously individuals. So that, when they cut that out, obviously that'll make a big difference, and scoring first, as Ollie's already mentioned, is key in the Premier League, and that gives you something to obviously build on. And you know, we probably need a positive result, and hopefully if we can get a one tonight, that'll kickstart the season.
A game Ollie will go on to, I suppose. Do you see him making much changes, maybe trying something different, maybe, Declan?
I think it's been already mentioned that they played a lot of games and over a short space of time, and even considering a game against St Pat's there on Friday night, St Pat's had a day extra rest, which mightn't seem too much, but over the last 10 days there's been a lot of games played, and coming off where they've very little time to prepare for it, it's a big demand on the players. So I'm thinking that probably there's probably going to be knocks on certain players coming into it, so he might give an opportunity to freshen things and bring in fresh legs, and you know, that's an opportunity for the squad. He has a big enough squad, so probably tomorrow's match will give an opportunity to use some of them squad players.
Looking at the fixture list for Finn Harps at the minute, it's been well noted, Declan, and there's been a lot of talk about it. I think, you know, it has been a tough schedule over the last number of weeks, taking its toll on the squad. But where do you see Ollie deciding that he's going to change things up? He likes to keep it fairly safe, but do you think he should go and have a cut tomorrow night?
I suppose, I mean, tomorrow's the perfect opportunity to do that, because it's a cup match and there's nothing at stake in regards to points in the league. So it is an opportunity to bring in, you know, fresh legs and change things up if he wants to do that. But Ollie's quite conservative in what he does. He likes to keep the structure of the team the same. Doesn't like to bring in too many new players or change too many. But, you know, maybe with injuries and players carrying knocks and also the fact of fatigue and players playing so many games, tomorrow night might be the perfect opportunity to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But normally he likes to keep the core of the team very similar, especially down the middle and the spine of the team.
He's played St Pat's already this year, so he has had an opportunity to see them. Where do you think he can get a win tomorrow night?
I think key tomorrow night is obviously trying to stop Georgie Kelly, because Georgie Kelly scored a lot of goals when he was at UCD against Finn Harps, when he was in Dundalk, and obviously he scored a double at the weekend against him. So it's key, you know, if he's playing, to keep him quiet. He's obviously a potential match winner for St Pat's, so it's important that we keep him on the wraps for the whole 90 minutes. And then also, we just need to cut out mistakes. The performances haven't been bad. It's just, you know, we were mentioning there previously that we need to cut out the personal mistakes and also if we can score for it. So, I mean, I suppose it'd be great. If I was manager of that team, it'd be great to think that you would get to half-time a scoreless draw, because we haven't done that in a while, and that's give you something then to build on and for the players, give them a wee bit of confidence. But so far, I suppose the team has been going into half-time and they're behind or two or three behind, and that's been difficult for players, and obviously makes the second half so much more difficult. But at home tomorrow night, We're looking for a better performance than probably the first half showing against Shelburne, and if you can do that, there's not stopping them going out tomorrow night and winning that game.
As you have indicated, Declan, there have been some good performances. Maybe you might elaborate a little bit more on that for us. Who are they and why they have impressed you?
I mean, I suppose, I mean, in general, there have been players that have been coming in and out. We mixed it up a wee bit in the centre-halves. I think Shane McElhenney's probably been the pick of them. He's played very well. And even against Shelburne, when he put him into the middle of the park, he was very, very good and very composed on the ball. So he's been the pick of them. And probably, I mean, Ryan Connolly was very good at the start of the season. And obviously, he was poor against Shelburne, but hopefully he can back themselves. So listen, there's a few of the players that just need to stand up a wee bit. You know, obviously, Barry McNamee started injured, and that's makes a big difference, because against Shelburne we missed his creativity and, you know, the opportunity for him to open that door and create opportunities for the top three. But and Quintero didn't play as well, so we're missing one or two key players, and you know what, the squad is quite big, but when you're missing that sort of quality, it has obviously a negative effect on you scoring goals. So it's important, I think, collectively that they just need to be a bit better. And I think if we can get, you know, a positive result on Monday night, that can push them on the league.
Declan, just suppose you're at the game in Finn Park. Well, it was played behind closed doors with limited fans.
Yeah.
How difficult is that for players and for spectators who potentially want to be there, but you are there watching the game? It's a contrast, a different one at that.
It is. It must be very difficult for players. And what it does do is the home support. You're missing that home support that drives you on when you need the most. And that wee bit of atmosphere, and you know, you like to have that home support there, and obviously encouraging the team, and that brings out the best in the players on the pitch. And you know, the results throughout the whole league have been very mixed, and we chatted about the last day on Live and Radio, where majority of the teams, the away teams, have won their games, and that, you know, that's been quite evident, and with the results and that. So it's quite, you know, for teams coming into Finn Park, where it should be, you know, a difficult place to come, it hasn't been, because of the fact that we have that home support driving the team forward. And yeah, so you know, for players that's difficult. It's so, when you're in there and you're watching the match, it's so difficult, you know, because you have players all around you and you can hear every sound, and it's just I suppose, from a point of view of an ex-player, you do miss that, having people around you encouraging and motivating, and obviously that can be the difference of you getting 3 points or not.
Bows come to town on Saturday night, and look, we've two opportunities at Finn Park to do something. It's going to be a tough task against Bows, but as we said, it's a home tie for the players. Do you expect us to get anything out of that?
Yeah, well, Bows are a big result, obviously beating Dundalk 2-1 on the last time out. So I mean, Keith Long has done a really good job with Bows, and they've got a good quality and a big squad of players. And the last few times they've come to Finn Park, we've actually played very well, and I think we've overturned them once or not twice. You know, so you know, we've performed pretty well in Finn Park against them. And listen, there's no easy games in the Premier League, and obviously the cup match on Monday night, but it's an opportunity. Also, the players will get a bit of rest between Monday and Saturday, so that should be totally recovered. And you take as well, you know, again, Friday night we had played Monday night against Shelburne. We had obviously up in Dublin, to drive up Dublin, the bus on a Friday. So we haven't got that. So that, you know, hopefully we'll obviously a positive result now against St Pat's tomorrow night, and that gives us 4 or 5 days rest with no travelling, and that can be the difference sometimes, and get fresh legs, give players a chance to recover and get prepared for a big match, obviously, in the league, which is the core of what we're all about. We need to get results, and we need to start making sure we win at home.